Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Transfiguration, such a strange word. But it's about mountaintop experiences. Think about how Peter and James and John must have felt as they were on top of that mountain in all the glory that they anticipated or saw. Sometimes those places are called thin places, places where we feel God the most, thin places. So a couple of thin places for me. Communion and baptism. Baptism because it's when we take on those promises. And for me, it's because my dad was the person who baptized my two children. The congregation made the promises and helped to bring and live those promises. But it was my dad being the one that asked the questions and actually did the baptism. Communion, because it's where God's grace always is, no matter what. Another thin place for me was I had been gone from Ohio for quite a few years, and one of my most sacred places, one of my most thin places on the face of the earth is at Pilgrim Hills. I had been gone and had just come back, had my first call back to Ohio after being in Wisconsin. And I was taking a group to Pilgrim Hills. And as I got close, I don't know if you know, but as I was driving down 62 and I got close to the back road, I could just feel my excitement. I could just feel God's presence. And as I drove up the back road and on to camp, there was this overwhelming peace that came over me. Every time my children go to camp, and they've worked there a number of years, they know that they need to go out on the deck and send me a picture of the cross. Every time that I'm at a meeting at camp, for whatever the reason, I have to go out on the deck and look at the cross. Now, is that cross any different than any other cross? No, but it's a thin place for me. Another thin place happened almost a year ago, and it was at my mom's funeral. And the reason that it was a thin place for me, I'm not going to say it was a mountaintop experience, but a thin place was the amount of people that came to offer their support and their love as we gathered in the church on that Saturday to greet us and to celebrate in God's grace and God's love. A thin place. Think about your thin places. There's a couple times in the media that I think about these words as well. Think about Superman, Clark Kent. Clark Kent changes into Superman and he shines, just like Jesus shines. Or as Gabriel and I alluded to earlier, in Harry Potter, there's a class in, I don't know which book it is, Gabriel might actually know, but it's when they talk about transfiguration, the class of transfiguration where they change one thing to another. Jesus, in the transfiguration story, becomes more than he was. People begin, Peter and James and John, see him differently. And then the third one I thought about was Princess Fiona in Shrek, how she was beautiful, and then she becomes the ogre. But really, literally, as the ogre, she is revealed as the love and grace. And so Jesus becomes God's son. Okay, they might not totally fit, but you get the idea. Thin places and being changed. And then I think some of the most important words of this whole scripture, God says, and Peter and James and John hear, this is my son, the beloved. listen to him. Peter then is quite scared, and he wants to fit everything into a plan. He wants to make tents for them. He wants them, he doesn't know what to do, so he says what he, only thing he can think of. Let's build some tents for them. That was important in those days. But instead, God invites him and us to experience the mystery and the wonder of Jesus. There's no plan. It's only love. Peter wanted to create a space, and that's what the dwelling places were about. But we need to create a space in our hearts to experience the wonder of Jesus. You see, this Sunday, Transfiguration is a turning point. It's a turning point in the gospel. It's a turning point in Peter and James and John's life. And it's a turning point for us. It points us to the real human struggle of life. They're on this mountaintop. They're experiencing all the wonder and the grace and God's voice. And they want to stay there. But they can't. We can't stay at our mountaintop experiences. We can't stay at our thin places. We need to come down into the world and be transformed. And transformational change is extremely hard. Because we try ourselves that it's easier to stay the same. It's easier to do things as we've always done them before. We try to convince ourselves that that's okay. The way we've always done it is okay. But the thing is, that's what Peter did. He wanted to do what they've always done. He wanted to build the booths. And God says, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." And there's no right time. It just shows up. Transformational change, there is no right time for this. So let me give you some history about what I believe I was called to do. When I met with the search committee here, the search committee has led me to believe, and I believe is actually true, that you all, as Grace United Church of Christ, are really interested in some transformational change about living outside of our four walls, about living into the world in which we are called to be part of. That means that we need to open ourselves up for some really hard work. You've done a lot of it. You came up with your core values, our core values. You follow your baptismal promises. All of that is wonderful, grace-filled transformation. But now it's time to listen to my beloved, my son, and stand and move out of the mountaintop experiences and move into the work and the word of Jesus as we work together. You know, Peter kind of thought, maybe it'll just pass by. If we just build these tents, if we just build these dwelling places, everything's going to be absolutely wonderful. We can just hunker down and be and see this light that Jesus gives us. That's great, but work doesn't get done in that. They have to go down from the mountaintop. I had to leave my mom's funeral and learn to live what it's like without her around. Tough, tough change. Riding it out and hunkering down doesn't help us. Because you see, transformation means exposure. It means change. It means living into what God has called us to be and do as disciples and followers of Jesus Christ. It means feeding the hungry. It means standing up for the unjust. It means living into what God is calling us to be and do. It means opening our doors to people who are starving, who need clothes. Doesn't mean just giving it lip service. It means actually working hard at the transformational change that God is calling us to do. It's a turning point. This story today for Peter and James and John was a turning point in their lives. Okay, granted, they didn't get it all the time, and they still made mistakes. But Transfiguration Sunday for us as well is a turning point. We're not going to get it all the time. We're still going to make mistakes. But our goal, what we need to be about, listen to Jesus, my beloved. He is God's Son. Let's live into the transformational change as hard and as scary as it is for all of us. But let's listen to one another, to God, and to the openness that God gives us. Thin places, mountaintop experiences, transfiguration, transformational change. We can't do it like we've always done it before. If we do, the church will die. I know that for a fact. So let's be a welcoming community. Let's be open to faith and fun and joy and leadership. Those are the five core values. Let's live in to what God is calling us to be and do as Grace United Church of Christ. Listen to my son, the beloved. Listen. Amen.